Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. Continuing in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14. Let's read the verse again. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, Laodiceans. This word in the Greek language has to do with the justice of the people. Let me hit that right quick again for a little review. Laodiceus. When you get to one of the etymological roots, Laodikeia, 2993, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, justice of the people. In this world system that is totally devoid of justice, in which the people who we voted into positions of perceived power meet night and day to figure out how they will continue to administer injustice and perpetuate death on the human family. As we speak, the Obama administration, Secretary of State John Kerry, Senators Lindsey Graham, John McCain, others who are trying to push Obama into escalating the war in Syria, already supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, using these two CIA creations as death squad mercenary groups to perpetuate chemical warfare, chemical acts of terror, whether by design or accident, and then blame that on the government of Bashar al-Assad to justify more destruction of poor working class Arab and Muslim and Christian sisters and brothers in Syria. That is not justice. We're going to deal with those issues in this portion of our session. But Laodicea, we must become Laodicea. We must become Laodikeia. We must become these attributes that we see that are positive, and leave off the attributes that we see that are negative. Laodikeia means justice of the people. It is totally unjust to go against international law, universal law, God, goddess law, and just want to do what? Kill. Want to destroy more people. Let me just go with this. I was looking at the interview of President Barack Obama on PBS with Sister Gwen and Sister Judy Woodruff. I think her name is. Sister Gwen is the black woman. Sister Judy is the Caucasian woman. Beautiful sisters, both of them, asking President Obama questions that were not as easy as he is used to. They asked him, you just came back from paying tribute to a man of peace, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., A. Philip Randolph, John Lewis, Mahalia Jackson, men and women, and not all black, but men and women black and white, and I'm sure some others, all of them gathered together 50 years ago on the Mall of Washington, D.C., 1963, for not just some little demonstration for jobs. They were talking, sisters and brothers, freedom, justice, and equality for the whole of the human family. I have it in my summary page for this August the 25th. Look in my summary page. Go to the link and you will hear an hour's worth of the speeches, not just Dr. King, but John Lewis, A. Philip Randolph, Roy Wilkins, and one or two others. And when we listen to those words, we say they are not just talking about black people within the borders of the United States of North America, but they are speaking to an international people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, all of them had, one might say, strong words to say. But what was not said was these presidents have perpetrated evil on the planet for the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. But sticking with this current issue, current affair, Syria. So they asked President Obama, what do you want to do in Syria? Do you want to push Assad out of power? He said, no, don't want to do that. So they said, well, what's the point? All these years we've been at war. What is the point if you do not want to push Assad out of power? Obama began to talk like George W. Bush. He began to talk about Syria is a threat to the United States of North America. Doesn't it sound like how Bush was talking about Saddam Hussein? He said America, this is Obama, has interests in that region. He began to talk about not the lives of people, not men and women's lives, not the lives of children. He started talking about military bases. So he begins with something like a 911 narrative, war on terrorism, threat of terror, America is under threat. That's to capture your mind. You see, we're talking about justice of the people. We're talking about Laodicea. We must be Laodicea. We must analyze politically everything that is going on from the perspective of poor working class people so that we can administer justice to each other, because we can't depend on those that we have elected, because they have betrayed us and are working on behalf of they, the House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families who do not want us to experience justice. So Obama begins with the terrorist threat to capture your and my mind, to cause us to say, well, we're under threat. Whatever you do, President Obama, keep us safe, keep us safe. Then he talks about the military bases. You know, there are nearly 1,000, probably more, but nearly 1,000 military bases that America has all over the earth to do what? Administer justice? No, to kill and destroy and control people. Kill and destroy and control people in order to control land, wealth, and resources. We must be Laodicea. We must understand these things so that we, the poor working class masses of the people, can administer justice to each other. What did you say next is on your mind, President Obama? Are you fighting for the people? You mentioned 911 type scenario, terrorist threat. You mentioned military bases. You have to protect military bases. You have to protect those bases that were created to do what? Kill and destroy and control. What's next? Friends. Like who, President Obama? Who are your friends in the region? Israel. I'm not even going to go beyond Israel. He said Turkey. He said Jordan. He said others. But Israel. Sisters and brothers, Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. This Israel, the ruling class and elites of Israel, are the synagogue of Satan in Revelation 2 and 9 and Revelation 3 and 9. And in this synagogue, in this gathering of Satan, you have the elites of Christianity, meaning the ruling class, not the rank and file sisters and brothers. The elites of Islam, because Saudi Arabia is in this. And we'll get to Saudi Arabia a little later. But Saudi Arabia, Muslim sisters and brothers, call the truth on Mecca. Call the truth on Medina. Call the truth on the ruling family of Saudi Arabia being in bed with the synagogue of Satan. They are in the synagogue of Satan. You have elites of Buddhism and Hinduism teaching the people to wait for some other life to come back when the Most High, using the language of Buddha, using the language of Hindu, says no, truth and justice and righteousness here and now. Laodikeia. We must be Laodikeia, justice of the people. What's next? Oh yeah, let me continue with Israel. Israel was created on the ground, primarily funded and financed by Hitler. Yes, Adolf Hitler, the greatest visible financier of the state of Israel, the greatest financier hidden and unseen would be the house of Rothschild. But Hitler was their lieutenant. Hitler was their worker. Hitler was raised philosophically, ideologically, and financially by the German wing of the house of Rothschild. And so through Hitler, and Hitler being the greatest visible financier of the state of Israel, I have it from Edwin Black. I'll put that in the link. Edwin Black did not want this information to get out to make the point that I am making. But Edwin Black on C-SPAN made the point that Hitler was the greatest financial backer of the state of Israel. Why? Because the state of Israel was and is a eugenics program to destroy people, especially in that region, but also Africa and Asia and Central and South America, because everywhere the CIA is located, you have Israel's Mossad. And you have Britain, MI5 and 6. And you have other intelligence agencies. But Israel, not the Israel of your Bible, but the seat of the synagogue of Satan, is that facilitator to destroy not only Palestinian Christians and Muslims, not only African Hebrews, but they are destroying poor working class white Jews as well. And so Obama wants to protect Israel. Israel behind these intelligence communiques concerning chemical weapons. Israel does not want anyone to be stronger than themselves. So lie on Assad, lie on Syria, push Obama into bombing Syria, bombing military bases in Syria, bombing their weapons and whatnot, making Syria weak in that region so Israel can be prominent and predominant. No, we are Laodikeia. We are justice of the people. What's next? He said, Obama, that he wants to protect energy, control energy, oil, and gas. Do you want to send your sons and daughters overseas to die and kill so that energy and oil and gas may be controlled by these wicked demons? Is that why you send your babies overseas to join the military? Or is it because these same wicked forces have destroyed jobs, destroyed unions. And so because of poverty, I heard Brother Rangel talk about, he's the congressman out of New York, took over from Adam Clayton Powell. One point that he was making on the news this Sunday morning, which is literally September the 1st, 2013, but he was talking against escalation of war and bloodshed in Syria, saying the wealthy don't send their children. The elites, the rich, don't send their children. Only poor, working class children. Sisters and brothers, we have to become Laodicea. These scriptures are not just for us to read as some historical event. These are prophecies. Revelation, Genesis to Revelation, is prophecy that we may see into the characteristics that are a part of our spiritual, mental, and moral and physical makeup. The reason we are on this planet is because we promised the Most High that we would stand up for equal rights and justice, stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We must become Laodicea. So Obama is telling us on PBS exactly why he is considering escalating, increasing the war in Syria. He's already supporting al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, already funneling more weapons and more weapons to al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. CIA created al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. Why? Because the Assad government apparently has been winning, defeating al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. So they, the Obama administration and those who he worships, because what we are looking at is a death cult in America, in the leadership of America, in the office of the presidency. You don't want to push Assad out of government. You mention all of these crazy ideas that you want to protect America from a threat that is not a threat. You want to protect military bases. You want to protect your friend Israel. You want to control energy. But the planned escalation is around the time of World War II escalation. Same time period. And when you look at the planning of wars, certain times of the year, it seems, there are plans to escalate killing and destruction. Why? It's a death cult. You and I use the creation for life and righteousness. The devil, Satan, uses and misuses and abuses the same creation to perpetuate death. It's a death cult. You just want to kill and destroy people because you worship death and you worship at the feet of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. And we must become Laodicea, justice of the people. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.